आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी लॉन्च्ड इंडियाज फर्स्ट ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन प्लांट इन पोर्ट सेक्टर एट कांडला। फिलीपींस प्रेसिडेंट फर्डिनेंड आर मार्कोस जूनियर टू अराइव टूडे ऑन अ 5-डे स्टेट विजिट टू इंडिया। First ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival to be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Shri Amarnath Ji Yatra suspended from both Baltal and Pahalgam routes in Jammu and Kashmir. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee to begin its 3-day meeting today on the repo rate cut. And in cricket, 5th test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy between India and England enters thrilling phase at Oval in London. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed a landmark step towards sustainability with the commissioning of India's first Make in India green hydrogen plant in the port sector at Kandla in Gujarat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is a commendable effort championing sustainability and powering a net zero vision." With this, Kandla becomes the first Indian port to house a megawatt scale indigenous green hydrogen facility, underlining Gujarat's growing role in renewable energy and sustainable infrastructure. We have a report from a correspondent.
Inaugurated by Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, this project highlights India's progress in green port infrastructure. Built in just 4 months, this plant is the first module of a larger 10-megawatt green hydrogen project announced by PM Narendra Modi in May 2025. With an annual production capacity of 140 metric tons of green hydrogen, the facility marks a key milestone in India's net zero journey. Dindo Airport becomes the first Indian port to operationalize a megawatt-scale green hydrogen plant. Developed entirely by Indian engineers, this plant also sets a benchmark for Atmanirbhar Bharat in clean energy sector. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. Our report.
Diplomatic relations between India and the Philippines were established in November 1949. Both countries have since developed a strong partnership across a wide spectrum of areas, including trade and investment, defense and security, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and digital technologies. The two countries also engage closely at regional level, including through India's comprehensive strategic partnership with ASEAN. India's relations with the Philippines are an integral pillar of the Act East policy, Vision Mahasagar, and the Vision of the Indo-Pacific. The state visit of President Marcos coincides with the 75th anniversary of India-Philippines diplomatic relations. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The first ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will inaugurate the event. The event is free and open to all, welcoming audience from all walks of life to enjoy this extraordinary evening of cultural connections.
Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will perform at the musical evening. Organized by the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, the festival called Saptasur, Seven Nations, One Melody, will witness celebration of distinct musical traditions of the seven BIMSTEC countries. This inaugural edition marks a significant cultural milestone in BIMSTEC cooperation. The genesis of this cultural initiative can be traced to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's affirmation at the BIMSTEC Summit in Thailand in April this year of India's commitment to strengthening regional cultural ties through music by hosting the first BIMSTEC tradition music festival in India. Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has asked RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about the voter ID displayed by him at a press conference amid allegation of possessing two electors' photo identity cards, EPICs. The BJP has alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav has committed a crime by keeping two voter IDs, noting that his epic number he cited at a press conference was different from the one he officially carries. Briefing media New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra asked whether Mr. Yadav has presented wrong facts to the Election Commission.
सर्वोच्च नेता के हैं दो एपिक कार्ड तो कार्यकर्ता का हाल क्या होगा क्या इसीलिए ये एसआईआर से डरते हैं तो सोचिए आरजेडी के कांग्रेस के जो तमाम लोग आदि हो गए थे गुंडागर्दी के आधार पर वोट पाने के और चुनाव जीतने के क्या इन्होंने ये दो दो फर्जी वोटर कार्ड बना करके जो रखा हुआ था कहीं उनके पूरे खेल पे पानी तो नहीं फिर गया है.
Shri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been suspended from both the Baltal and Pehelgam routes in Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, Divisional Commissioner of Kashmir Vijay Kumar Bidhuri said that due to the recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the Baltal and Pehelgam routes. He said it has been observed that due to continued deployment of men and machinery on the tracks, the administration would not be able to resume Yatra. More than 4.14 lakh Yatris paid obeisance at the holy cave of Sri Amarnath Ji this year since the commencement of the Yatra on the 3rd of last month. On the 4th and the last Monday of Shravani Mela, the doors of the Baba Baidyanath Temple located in Devghar district of Jharkhand were opened at 4:10 a.m. in the morning. Kavariyas and devotees started queuing up since then to offer jal to Baba Baidyanath on the last Monday of holy Shravan month. We have more from a correspondent.
Tight security arrangements have been made at Baba Baidyanath Dham Temple in Devghar ahead of the huge crowd of devotees and Kanwariyas coming for the last Monday of holy month of Shravan. All the main entrances, Mata Parvati Temple and other temples including Baba Temple have been decorated attractively with flowers. More than 3 lakh devotees are expected to arrive on the last Monday to offer jal to Baba. The special tradition of Belpatra Puja will also be performed on Monday night. A large number of people have also flocked the Basukinath Temple in Dumka on this day. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, will begin its three-day meeting today on the repo rate cut. Chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the committee's decision will be announced on Wednesday. According to a report by the State Bank of India, RBI may announce a 25 basis points repo rate cut in its monetary policy review to boost credit growth ahead of Diwali. The SBI report said that a front-loaded rate cut on Wednesday can bring an early Diwali by boosting credit growth. The monsoon rains continue intermittently across most parts of Himachal Pradesh, including the state capital Shimla. Continuous rainfall has disrupted normal life. So far, the state has reported 28 cloudbursts, 53 flash floods and 47 landslides. Meteorological department has issued both orange and yellow alerts for heavy to very heavy rainfall in several districts of the state today. The department has also predicted inclement weather in the state until August 9th. We have more from a correspondent.
Normal life in Himachal Pradesh has been affected due to continuous rainfall. In Lahol Spiti district, the Grampu Batal National Highway 505 near Chatru has been blocked due to landslides, while 296 other connectivity roads have also been rendered inaccessible in the state. Additionally, 134 power transformers and 266 drinking water supply schemes are currently non-functional. The Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Una, Bilaspur and Hamirpur districts, while a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in Kangra, Mandi, Solan and Sirmaur districts today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, due to ongoing rainfall since last evening in various parts of the state, the water levels of major rivers have risen while mountain streams are in full spate. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Nainital, Champawat and Bageshwar districts today. A yellow alert has also been declared for the rest of the state, indicating the possibility of heavy rain. Meanwhile, in view of continuous rainfall in Rudraprayag district, the Kedarnath Yatra has been temporarily suspended for safety reasons. In Uttar Pradesh, continuous rainfall has caused several rivers to rise above the danger mark, triggering floods in 17 districts. Authorities are on high alert with rescue and relief operations underway in affected areas. Here is a report.
In Uttar Pradesh, floods have impacted 37 tehsil and 402 villages, affecting more than 84,000 people. Relief Commissioner Bhanuchand Goswami informed that currently 17 districts, Kanpur Nagar, Lakhimpur Khiri, Agra, Auraiya, Chitrakoot, Balia, Banda, Gajipur, Mirzapur, Prayagraj, Varanasi, Chandauli, Jalaun, Kanpur Dehat, Hamirpur, Itawa and Fatehpur are facing the impact of flooding. Relief and rescue operations are underway in full swing with continuous patrolling by NDRF, SDRF and PSC personnel. A total of 905 flood shelters are currently operational. 757 health teams are conducting medical checkups, while 1,193 flood ports have been set up to monitor the evolving situation. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is closely monitoring the flood situation in the state and issuing timely direct to ensure effective relief efforts. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In cricket, the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final day at the Oval, with host England set to resume the second innings at 339 for 6 against India. England needs just 35 more runs to win, while India must take the remaining 4 wickets to claim victory and level the series. We have more details from a sports desk.
Chasing the target of 374 runs, England's charge was led by brilliant centuries from Harry Brook and Joe Root. Brook scored a fluent 111, while Root added a composed 105, putting the hosts in a strong position. However, India fought back late in the day with a stunning bowling performance. The visitors took 3 quick wickets for just 36 runs, reigniting hopes of a dramatic comeback. Prasidh Krishna has been the pick of the Indian bowlers, claiming 3 wickets, while Mohammad Siraj has contributed with 2. India posted an impressive 396 in their second innings with the help of a brilliant 118 from Yashasvi Jaiswal, along with key half centuries from Akash Deep, Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar. Josh Tung led England's bowling attack with a 5-wicket haul, while Gus Atkinson picked up 3 wickets. In the first innings, England were bowled out for 247 in reply to India's 224. India currently trails the 5-match series 1-2. Moving on, in the men's triple jump at the Kasanov Memorial 2025, Indian athlete and former Asian champion Abdullah Abubakar claimed the title at the athletics meet in Almaty, Kazakhstan last night. He edged out his closest competitors by just 1 centimeter. With Sudhir Singh Yadav's report, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's smartphone exports hit a record high in the first quarter of the financial year 2025-26, with shipments reaching $7.72 billion, a 58% increase from $4.9 billion in the same period last year. According to reports, Apple Inc. led the surge, exporting $6 billion worth iPhones through its contract manufacturers. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. Government to push key bills amid opposition protest on SIR in Parliament leads the Asian Age. Government mulls using GST UPI data for GDP calculation, reports the Hindu Business Line. Cabinet reshuffle on cards, Prime Minister Amit Shah meets President, states the Pioneer. Amid curbs on H-1B and student visas, more Indians are lining up for U.S. investment visas, informs the Indian Express. Government plans to introduce key sports bill in Lok Sabha, reports the Statesman. Soon, mega shipbuilding component unit in Thoothukudi, says Business Standard. And finally, on his 100th birth anniversary, Guru Dutt's classics returned in 4K to theatres, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds India's first green hydrogen plant in port sector at Kandla. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. to arrive today on a 5-day state visit to India. First ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival to be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra suspended from both Baltal and Pehelgam routes in Jammu and Kashmir. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee to begin its 3-day meeting today on the repo rate cut. And in cricket, the fifth test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy between India and England enters thrilling phase at Oval in London. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.